my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
And I'm John.
And I'm Tanner.
We got a guest speaker here. We just finished up Bible study. We're going to drop this on you. Yeah. Raw and uncut. I'm going to pass the mic to my brother John here. We're going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get this gig started.
Yeah, we can do that. Father in heaven, just thank you for the opportunity to come together and to just rap about life, rap about you, and just get to know you a little bit better. And Father, just allow us to surrender ourselves to you and not be afraid. We stand unafraid to say what needs to be said, Father God. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I want to add something to that, too. We stand firm and proud.
Amen.
Yeah. To represent.
You have to. You have to.
We stand firm and proud.
Unashamed, unafraid.
That being said, I want to talk. I want to kind of bring up a kind of a a topic of what your life choices kind of bring. And I want to talk about something that affects the youth. I want to talk about the teenage pregnancy and stuff like that. I had kids at a very young age. You did too.
Yeah,
not so much you.
No, yeah, later, later on in life.
Yeah, so not so much you, but we both had kids at a young age. I was fresh out of high school. You were still in high school.
Yes, sir. Wow. 17.
So
I bet that was hard.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
I can't even imagine. Hard. But you talk about when I say the consequences of life's choices, that what happens for, and it happens for a lot of today's youth. What happens is you kind of get caught up in the moment,
yep.
And then next thing you know, you have a life that you're responsible for the rest of their life.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or ultimately the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough people that kind of talk about that stuff. You know what I mean?
I think it's interesting because, oh man, I think that it's kind of a big, big thing. Like, you know, God works for all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of good things that came out of.
Of course, it's a life. It's
my
a child.
Kids, yeah. Right? Definitely. Like I don't
wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I'm
I
sure.
Don't regret it, but I kind of regret it. Does that make sense to you at all? Like
absolutely,
bro. I was 17 years old. One of the proudest moments I ever had in my life. Yeah. Seriously, straight up. 20 years after, you know what I mean? One of my kids called me one day having a crisis. And he's bawling to me, and he goes, "How did you make it look easy?"
Yeah.
And I was like,
"It was not easy at all. It was not easy at all.
It's exactly right. I laughed at him, and I feel bad now because I'm like, damn, I just laughed in this dude's face. He's having a hard time. But I was like, bro, if you think that shit was easy, I did something really right. You know what I mean? But I made a ton of mistakes along the way. But the biggest thing is my kids paid the consequences for my actions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot.
Yeah.
Over the course of.
Which is, it's typical for most parents. You know, I was raised in a household where physical abuse was.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. It was
common. I paid the price for my stepdad's actions.
Right.
And things like that, and getting an ass whooping like with fist to forehead was not really.
I was there.
You know what I mean?
I had a few of those, watching
him beat my mom. I mean,
yeah. Crazy. Go ahead.
In my household, I was filled with expectations. So, did you ever feel like you were to fulfill the expectations of being a young father, of doing the things you were, or people doubting you?
Always.
Yeah. That's where I was. My thing, I was just trying to be accepted and just feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're on a whole nother topic with this man right now about this, the acceptance thing. I'm not trying to put you out there,
you're good,
all the listeners, they all know. Anybody that's listened to all of our episodes, they know. this is an ongoing, this has been an ongoing issue.
Yeah.
Like the mental and physical acceptance, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The lack of mental and physical acceptance that you feel has been the basis of 99% of the issues that you have.
Sure, it's definitely held me back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
and that's, it's totally understandable.
If you're in this room right now, like, you can see that I'm a lover of music. I'm a guitar player. You know, you don't see the words that I've written and all those kinds of things, but there's a whole lot more that I don't have that I haven't kept over time. Why? Because of discouragement from others, man. Yeah. People that just looked at me like, I don't understand you. And that's very hurtful,
that's
man.
Exactly. That's a lonely feeling. Yeah. And you have a lot of the same kind of life experiences. Yeah. I mean, you have a lot of the lack of acceptance and
The choices I've made and the choices.
I wasn't going to bring that up. But
I know, but it set me apart from different people. Yeah. I'm the black sheep of my family. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Preach. That's what it is. But it's like, I'm honest with it. I accept it, Bo. But it is not me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is not me.
The really cool thing about what you're bringing to the table right now, and I'm not going to put it out there.
You don't have to. I mean, it can be put out there at one point, but
I want you when it's right for you. That's your time.
I have a testimony to give, and
that's the best.
I have a testimony to give that can change someone's life because I've been in a perfect family. I've had everything. Like, I've been blessed enough to have people around me that support me and do everything. But I have made the wrong decisions. I've been my own worst enemy. I've been my own worst enemy.
You've crippled yourself, essentially. You have crippled yourself.
All my 20s, I've crippled myself. Yeah. All my 20s. I missed my whole 20s out. So now I have to start my whole foundation over in my 30s, and I have to catch up. But I can't look at other people's and be like, I'm jealous of that because that's what they have. No. That's what they have. You know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody's walk. Here's you know me, what I mean? And you have talked about this multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's walk. We're all on the same path.
Yep.
And we're all traveling the same speed, but we're just at different levels.
We hope we're on the same path, though. Some people aren't on the same path, but that's why we have to get the word out.
Okay, you're absolutely right.
We have to get the word out.
That was a very good point.
The good news is what we're talking about, though, is in this group, right?
Yes.
And then the people that we choose to surround ourselves with are people
who are... Show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
Exactly. You are who you surround yourself with.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. Hey, and look. I'm not a successful podcaster, and I don't know any others.
We're going to be there. You're going to be there,
bro. I love this cat's energy. Always. He's like, no, you didn't say you're going to be there. You said we're going to be there.
I swear. Just stay positive. Keep doing what you're doing. Just do what you're supposed to do, and everything's going to be all right.
But I will say that in order for this to grow, like in order for us to grow as people, we have to have people around us who are willing and unafraid to challenge us, right? Like, why do you think I stand in front of that room and say some of the things I say?
You check us too. You check us.
Yeah, exactly. You're putting us on the spot.
Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of times,
but we're accountability, like, no. My friend, accountability.
But we have to be honest. Did we do what he said? No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't. You did 20 seconds after he said it.
Can I tell you from my perspective how that feels though? It's uncomfortable for me to do the things that I'm doing. It's uncomfortable for me to stand in front of a room of men that I love and I appreciate who are all on different paths than me and challenge you.
We're all on the same path. We're just at different levels.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. It's hard for me to stand in front of you and be like, hey, bro, you guys all meet. But I'm not just pointing at you. I'm pointing at myself, too.
Yeah.
We all need to do a better job of reaching out to each other. And I challenge you to do that. And then to stand in front of you again a week later and say, hey, how'd y'all do with that? And you know what I mean? It's difficult to do.
As uncomfortable as it was to do that. So first off, for last week, for you to bring that challenge to all six of us.
Yeah.
And then this week to ask, anybody, the honesty in the room.
Well,
has to be an appreciation for that.
There is.
I appreciate you. Definitely an appreciation and respect to you for doing that.
We
look up to you. Like, you're like your pops of the group. You know what I'm saying? You're the head honcho of the group. You know what I mean? Like, That's how I see it.
Well, you have and to, I appreciate
you,
that.
You have to see that there the opportunity for BS to just flood the room.
It ain't gonna
happen. It was there.
It ain't gonna happen.
It was there. But everybody was stone cold honest.
Yeah. I do
that
appreciate
changes
that.
The entire aspect yeah. of yes.
As me though,
did we
being...
fail? Did we fail the task? Of course. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're fine. Go ahead.
As did we fail the task? Of course we did.
You didn't fail anything. I just let
but
me
we
explain
were,
that.
No. We failed, and me and you have talked about this. It's accountability. We can fail each other. I can easily tell you tomorrow morning, bro. Look, I'm not gonna be here.
Yeah. You're not gonna do that, by the way.
I'm not, and you know I'm not. But yeah. Do you want to know why you're not?
Yeah.
You know, or I'm sorry. Yeah, do I'm you want to know why I'm not?
Sure, I do.
It's accountability.
Wanna. Yeah.
Not only is not. It's not going to happen anyways because I'm excited. I'm right. excited every Tuesday.
Yeah.
But what's ultimately going to happen is I don't want to have to face you after I let you down.
Yeah, I get that.
It's the same way. Preach. It's the same way with you.
Preach.
It's the same way with you. It goes the same way with you. When we
but that's why I'm so quiet. Me being a newcomer to the group, I'd be going through some things, right? But, like, I feel like it's too early in my experience with y'all to bring stuff to the table.
Really?
I mean, not with you, not with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be going through some things. I need to, like, bounce my ideas or my feelings and my thoughts off to people. But the other guys in the group, I don't really have a connection with them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I do that. Not want to put myself out there for them to just, like, okay, but I bet they would accept my problems. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course they would.
But I'm not the type. I am prideful, and I'm not.
Okay,
it's like, I have to be humble enough to go out and do that. John, I could do that with you. I have a feeling I could do that with you. John, I could do that with you. You know what I'm saying?
I was fixing to say, if but you can't do it with him and you can do it with me, then you are not looking at how I'm looking.
No. I can trust John. I can trust John with my problems and everything. But it's just me as a man, as a young man coming up. I'm 29 years old.
Yeah.
All right? I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm figuring it out. I made mistakes, right?
You ain't that young. I see gray hairs in your beard.
Son. They're blonde. They are blonde.
They like mine, homie.
Or mine.
You have salt and pepper in your hair. It's all right. But it's all good. Like it. As a man, coming out with my problems to another man,
yep.
You have to accept that, and you have to just accept the criticism. Like, it's constructive criticism, isn't it? But
yeah.
I don't want to put myself out there. I'm just, I'm scared to do that. That's why when you're up there at the praise stand, like you said earlier, when you're in front of the group, do you want to go up there? I really wanted to go up there. I wanted to pray about some things. I wanted you to get some stuff off my chest. Like, it's going on with my son, his mom, you know what I'm saying? My family and my decisions. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to go up there, but what am I supposed to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, what
you
am
don't
I supposed
have
to
say
do?
Anything.
I mean, I just have to be honest, but I just have to take that step. You have to take that step.
Can I tell you, let me, go ahead. You have something you have to say. I can see it.
Well,
go ahead.
No, and I don't mean to interrupt anybody.
Go ahead.
But I just want to put it this way. It, as a young man, look like trying to really express yourself, it does suck.
It's hard.
It sucks.
It's hard, bro.
But look, how long have I been a mentor to you?
Almost 6 years.
Okay. He's the same way for me.
Yeah.
Bro, you have two now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter what you say. No, it's just judgment free zone right now.
This is a straight judge free zone. Yeah. But this is straight honest.
Nobody
zone. You have to be 100% honest. When you sit at the table, you got the mic and you got the headphones on. You have to be 100% honest with yourself, in your heart, and with other people. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm coming to realize, that you have to be honest with yourself and with other people. I can't put on the facade that everything's okay, everything's going good, you know what I'm saying? Because, bro, life is hard right now, bro.
Life sucks.
I've been out of prison for 3 months. Life is freaking hard, bro. Yeah. You got expectations from left and right. You got doubters coming from left field. You got your own family saying, oh, he's just going to go back to prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all he's good for. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be the best man I can be. I'm trying to walk. I'm trying to have the courage to walk in the life of Christ. You know what I'm saying? To be the best man I can be. But in the same sense, do what I have to do to be the best man for my son and make the decisions for me and him.
You got to pause your thoughts right there, first and foremost, because what I hear coming out of you is enemy talking.
It's self-doubt.
Bear in mind what we just watched on The Chosen, right? Like, bro, you're talking about family with doubts and all that stuff.
I have all that.
Homie,
I have all
welcome,
that.
Welcome.
I mean, yeah.
But here's the thing. a teacher is not accepted in his own hometown. That's why your kids don't listen to you.
Exactly.
My kids don't listen to me. I have earned their respect over time. They listen to me now, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't been around long enough for my son to listen to
me. I understand that, but you're talking about three months.
About a huge difference. You're talking about a huge difference in age.
I'm 44, 43. Sorry.
Your kids are 24.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm fixed to be 44. I'm 40.
Okay, so
I'm fixed to be 44. 26.
26.
26, 24, and fixing to be 21.
Okay, so that's the age gap I'm talking about. Your son's 3.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna listen to you. I mean, he's gonna listen to you with
and it's gonna be 1 year right out the other. I know that.
I will promise you this too. You missed some time. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
And oh, bro, you talk to that man in there, and you listen to the story about me and my dad, about how much time.
I've listened to it.
How much time did we miss?
I've listened to it.
But you're trying. You're letting.
I wish you went on that plane. That's all I know. I wish you would have got on that plane.
I wish I would have been able to get on that plane.
Things would have been so much better for y'all, and things would have changed a little bit. You know what I mean? But it didn't happen.
But bear in mind, bro, right now you're living in discouragement of the moment.
Yeah.
You're not. That's not who you are.
And that's not.
It's something you did.
Yeah.
But it's not who you are. Who are you? Who are you? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are above and not below. You are the head and not the tail. You are a freaking overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. That's who Christ calls you.
Well said. And well said.
You got to accept that because some people are so lost. They don't know where I messed up in my life. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I want to be.
You know who you are.
I don't know who I want to. I don't know what I want to do with my life. But what you just said right there, you have to remember that.
Yeah.
Christ knows who you are and who you're going to be.
Me and you talked about this last night.
I know.
You know who you are. You know who you are.
Who am I?
We talked about this. You're a follower.
Remind me.
You're a follower.
Of who?
Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
You know what?
I try to be.
No, you are.
I am.
You are actively.
In my heart and soul.
You're actively seeking. You come to Bible study every morning.
I will say this.
Or every Monday.
I want to give a half a second. Like, I don't want you to feel like you're being attacked.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not what's happening. And I feel like we're kind of teaming up on you.
No.
It's not like that, bro.
Big brother, little brother stuff right now.
It's 100% like coming out of love, bro. It's 100% coming out of love.
I need that, though. I have to have that. Yeah. I have to have that. For me to do what I have to do in my life and to accept it, I have to have people come down on me. Be hard on me.
But it's all in
me.
Love. It's
exactly.
Not, it's
but
not,
that I'm taking it all in love. I'm not taking it as no disrespect. Yeah, no
nobody's,
kind of crazy
nobody's
like that.
Nobody's coming
not
at
sad.
You. And,
bro, I have to have that in my life because then that's where I'm going to go straight and that's where I'm going to get correction and that's where I'm going to correct my behavior and my mindset.
Do you know the story of the prodigal son, yeah?
Yeah.
Of course you do, right?
Yeah.
What did you do? You want to know one of the boldest things. Nobody addresses it most of the time. Okay. You know what an inheritance is, right?
Yeah.
You don't usually get that until you're dead, until somebody's dead.
Somebody's dead, yes.
And unless they put you on the wheel nowadays.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't know shit about that.
Yeah,
but
me neither. Like,
okay, so the prodigal son goes to his dad and he goes, "Hey, you know that stuff that you're going to give me when you die? I'm going to go ahead and just take
that
now.
Now.
I'm going to go ahead and take it now." And he says, "Okay." Dad is cool. He's
dad,
like,
"I need all that. I need all that right now. I need all that right now."
And then what does he do?
Pisses it away.
He leaves.
And he goes and does
he gambles it off, spends it on prostitutes.
Yep.
Then he runs out. He's in famine. He's hungry. So what does he do? He comes back home to dad.
Yeah. You know what he did, though? He wanted to eat the pods. He wanted to eat the slop that the freaking pigs eat. Do you know what pigs eat?
Who does the slop? Everything. Nasty. That's why the Jews, they do not eat none of that. They do not eat none of that.
Here's the thing.
They're nasty.
It says, here's the part of the scripture that brings the most hope to me.
This is one of my favorite passages.
The part of the scripture that brings the most hope to me is it says that the son decides, you know what? Even the slaves in my father's house eat better than this. I can go back and be his slave.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go. That's okay, good plan. I'm going to go back to my dad. I don't deserve anything. I've done you wrong. I should just be your slave, and I'm happy with that.
He goes back home.
And he goes back home. And it says, the scripture says,
his dad, his father runs to him with open
arms. He sees him running, walking down.
He says, while he was still far away, his father saw him and ran to him. And he didn't just run to him. He ran to him and embraced him. Yeah. And it says in the scripture that the son is trying to say all these things about, I'm not even worthy to be your servant.
Like, get the best robe.
Get the best robe. Go get the ring. Go get the ring.
Yeah.
Go get the ring. Do you know what the ring is? You belong in this family.
Yeah.
This is, you are still an inheritor. Even though you blew your inheritance, you get more. Yeah. You get more inheritance.
You came back.
You right. came back.
You came back.
And this, my son who was dead is now alive.
I've had daydreams of me doing this to my dad. Me coming back and him running down. You're back.
Yeah.
This is you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's a second part to that story, though, that people don't think about.
The brother.
The other son.
Yeah, the other
who
son.
Who stayed there and did everything he was supposed to do. But then he sees this. Why didn't you have a party for me, Dad?
Yep.
I've been here the whole time. Why haven't you had a party for me? He went, messed everything off, did his thing, and he came back. And you're having a party for him. Why is that? Yeah. Why do y'all think that?
Hey, because
that could get really deep. Real
because
real deep real fast.
No, because
there's other kids.
Jesus chased the nine.
Chase the one.
Leaves the 99 to taste.
We celebrate the one.
Chase the one.
We celebrate the one.
We are that one.
Yeah, I'm that one every single day.
What? Every day and twice that. You know what I'm saying?
Every single day. You know what I'm saying? Think about this stuff, man. This is intense, bro. Look, yeah, you're right. He said, "Hey, you know what? You know what the brother reminds me of? That narrow gate." He said, "I never knew you. But look at all I've done for you. Exactly. Look at all the things that I did, exactly. Jesus. Yeah. Look at, I did this, Jesus. I healed in your name, and I did all this in your name." You and
step
he says,
"Away from me, child, for I never knew
you're
you."
Supposed to do that anyways, though. You're supposed to do that anyway.
But you're not supposed to do it for your own glory.
No.
It's absolutely right.
If you do it for your own glory, you get your praises here on earth. You don't get them in heaven.
You're not supposed to look for anything. You do not look for any like grace or you don't supposed to, like people do stuff like good on social media, right?
Yeah,
just good.
Oh, I hate
good,
that.
And they videotape it, right? Yep. And they want to get a vibe. They want to get likes.
Gratification.
They want, you know what I mean? Like, I do stuff sometimes. Like, to the homeless, I'll give some, but I'm not going to videotape it.
I will say that there are people.
I won't do that. I'll help people out, but I'm not going to videotape it and put them online. I don't want to go viral for that stuff. You know what I mean?
I completely agree with you. I will say that there are people for the wrong reasons. That do that, that are asking people to give donations to help people.
Yeah.
And
that's
so,
that's a completely different thing, though.
They're still doing it. They're still putting it out there in front of people. For like, hey, look at the person we helped. Hey, if you want to help us help people, give us donations. But like, bro, I don't know. But again, it's about where your heart is. It's about where your heart is. If I give to that, is it about what they do with it? No, it's about what my heart said.
It's about what you're bringing to the table and feeling like it's happening with it.
I walked out of United the other day, right? And this guy walked up to me. He goes, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" I bought Kenzie some flowers and I was walking out. I was going to go have dinner at her house, right? Guy walks up to me. I saw him walking around United. He comes up to me. "Hey, man, I'm trying to get back to Fort Worth." "Ooh, okay. Are you trying to get back?" I look at my wallet. All I got is a 20. I'm like, "Whoo,
that's steep."
"Whoo,
yeah."
I'm like, "Bro, all I got is this, but you can have it, bro. And just you do what you want to do with it. Have fun. You know what I mean? Like, you don't gotta lie to me. Like, you don't gotta lie to kick it. Like, I've been there. I've done that." But he's like, "Bro, I'm not using it for that." I'm like, "All right, well,
God bless." I don't need to know.
Like, "God bless you, bro. Just here. This is for you. The last 20 in my wallet. Like, this is cash. Like, man, I'm broke right now, too. Like, bro, I am broke as a joke right now. But here's me. I thought about the next day. I was like, bro, why did I give that man $20?
But you let your heart be obedient.
I let my heart do what it's supposed to do. Me being gracious and just doing that. Because God has me in the long run. He has me. I trust in the process. What everyone has to do. They have to stop thinking about what's going to happen. Just trust in the Lord's process because he sees everything that's going to happen for you. You have to just be obedient to the plan and do it.
No.
What does the scripture say about your worries?
He
says something.
Give them to Christ and he will cast them out. There's several things.
Think about this one. Don't worry about your fears of yesterday or.
Yeah, don't worry about your fears of yesterday. Today's worries are enough. Or your fears of tomorrow. Your worries of tomorrow, today's worries are enough.
Or the things that you did yesterday, today has enough of its own.
Yeah.
Right? Man, we just got to take everything one step at a time.
Exactly.
One step at a time. You know what? I think that that's why.
I've heard this so many.
One step at a time?
One day at a time. One day at a time. Especially if you're in a recovery.
Yep.
From addiction.
I read the recovery Bible.
One day at a time. That's what they say. It's one day at a time, but it's literally one day at a time. You can't think about next week. No. You have to think about today.
Yeah.
The decisions you're going to make.
The first.
The next. We call it. It's my boy Maples right here, that one I showed you online yesterday. He calls it the triple nickel effect, right? Is this going to meet your needs over time in 5 minutes? Is it going to meet your need in over time for 5 hours? What about in 5 months? Is that going to meet your time? So you have to think about
yeah.
it. Every decision you make.
That's pretty good, dude. That's
the like triple that. Nickel. You know what I'm saying? It's the triple nickel.
I like that.
Shout out Maples. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Maples. That's my boy right there. That's my boy. But
I lost where I was headed, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think all of us have done that a couple times already tonight. But
well, but you think about the one day at a time thing, man. Like one of the things that I tell people, and this has nothing to do with teaching people scripture or teach. Oh, that's what I was going to say. But anyway, teaching people scripture or teaching about Jesus or anything like that. When I see people dealing with a lot, you know what I mean? One of the things I tell them is like, look, dude, you can't deal with everything all at once.
Oh, no.
You got to deal with one thing at a time, right? So, like, you got all these things going on. You got all these things going on. You got, you know, I can't pay this bill, and this dude's being a douche, and my baby mama is doing that. And all, you got all these stressors.
You got
and all
life that. Happening.
You got life happening. You got to face one at a time. Because yeah. if you're trying to deal with all of them, you know what happens? You get overwhelmed. And you drop the ball.
So I kind of want to bring something back and kind of talk about this because, you know, there for about the last month, everything, life has just kind of been coming down on me really, really, really hard. You know, the issues that were going on with my truck. You know, my back issues.
Yep.
Like,
work.
We got hired and fired from the same builder the same week. You know what I mean? Like a lot of really crazy, crazy downward spiraling things happening. For the most part, I stayed very, very optimistic. I kind of really put up.
You did. Yes. You did very good. I can account for that. I work with Jason. I'm his underling. I am his protege, as you say. And I like to think so, though. But
I come to you and I talk to you about it too. And I really, really tried to stay relatively positive. And I didn't really. I lost it a couple times, but not.
Yeah, we had a moment.
For brief
couple,
seconds.
More than a couple.
Brief seconds. Like 15, 20 seconds. Maybe 15, 20 minutes. Whatever.
We're not counting time.
A couple tools might have been thrown.
Yeah, there were several tools thrown. But in that whole process, every morning, I prayed. Thank you for my blessings.
Yep.
Thank you for my struggles.
Yep.
Guide me. Use me as your vessel. Just over and over and over, just things that I really had to get off my chest and things that would keep me on the right path. All that being said, praying and feeling like everything is going to be okay and trusting the way and all this stuff. Do you know how I still sat back and was like, is everything going to be okay? Really?
Yep.
That's, yeah, I mean, everyone's going to doubt that for a second. Everyone's going down. But I told you from the jump, bro, you have to trust the process. You have to just, doors are going to close.
This, so, you know when you know how I praise you? This mm-hmm. this kid does this.
Same to you. Yeah.
It's just like, wait, did you calm down already?
He's up here.
No, hey, now you know how I
yes.
feel.
and I totally get it now. And but so it's a different, it's a,
think about
a
this. There's, a, there's
you see the things this man can do and the things he's done and like where he's been and where he's at?
Yeah.
Bro, you have to respect it. You have to watch it, and you have to praise it, bro.
Yeah, not praise. Not praise.
Bro, I'm praising it. Swear, because man, you are a role model to us youngsters.
Hey, you praise God in the same breath, okay? Because God did it.
He put you in my life. Did
God
he not?
Did it.
He put you in my life. Did He not?
Yes.
And you're still in my life. Did He not?
God did it.
We're here for a reason, bud. We're here for a reason.
This is why sometimes whenever you do praise me, I'm like, I can't take that credit. That's God did that, right?
You don't know how to do it.
But it's not dismissive of the praise. It's really not. People take it that way sometimes. It's
a different praise, though.
It's really like, look, thank you, but let's lift that up.
Grateful. Because that goes I'm up grateful here. For everything yeah. you've done.
I will say that, like, man, everything that you said, you say, we're all doing the same thing.
I'm telling you, but it would with a different person, though.
I'm reminded of, on the doubt piece, I'm reminded of scripture. I don't know where to find it specifically. I know it's in one of the four gospels where I think it was the Roman soldier. Maybe his daughter was, maybe it was the daughter that was dying or whatever. And he said, I know you can do it. He ultimately says to Christ, help me with my unbelief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I hate that I don't know it right now because I can only remember that piece of it. But he's like, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry that I don't believe, but I need you to help me with that unbelief.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for proof. You've given plenty of proof. Yeah.
Just take just away the doubt.
Help me with my
just
doubt.
Take away the doubt.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then beyond the taking it one day at a time thing, I found it interesting. You asked me how many times I've read the Bible through. The first time I read it cover to cover, myself, was a recovery Bible.
Yeah.
Because my dad used to be a recovery counselor.
Was it the green one?
Huh?
Was it the green one?
I think so.
But I've seen it. I've had it myself before.
I read that baby cover to cover, and that was the first time. And that was when I was going through my divorce at 30.
That's me in October. 30.
Yeah.
30.
So.
Hey, but I want to add one thing, though.
Go ahead.
I don't want people to get discouraged when they can't memorize verses and stuff like that.
No, right? I'm not.
I'm just saying because I memorize like the verses everyone knows, John 3:16, stuff like that.
Philippians 4:13.
Exactly. Like stuff like that. But then like you study stuff and Romans then you understand some stuff, then you start memorizing though. But people do not get discouraged for not memorizing thing because you have to play your part in the circle. Like God has a plan for you.
Right.
Some people cannot memorize. You're not made for that.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're made for you interacting with other people, spreading the word like that, doing the things you do, being kind, being generous,
yep,
being thoughtful.
You're talking about being part of the body.
Just being part of the body. Yeah. Just inviting people into the body. You don't have to know scripture. You don't have to go preach to people all the time, but you just be kind. Do what you're supposed to do, and trust in God.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to do. So I want to bring something I want to bring kind of a physical image when people think about what he's saying right now. When you look at a key, there's all these different notches and grooves.
Yep.
That's
all those
notches and grooves are representation of what we're bringing to the table. It all unlocks the same lock.
That's right.
But they all have
a different purpose.
Preach. We all have to be there to make that key work.
I'm glad I'm recording that shit. Because that's some bumper sticker
right now?
Wisdom, Ryan.
Are we recording?
I've been recording the whole time.
BSW spitting facts over here.
But do you see what I'm saying? It takes all of the notches and all of the grooves to make that key work.
That's right. Absolutely.
We're all going after the same lock. We're all trying to unlock the same lock. We're all trying to be there. We're all trying to be followers. We're all trying to take the.
Who's going to turn that lock, though? Who's going to turn the key? You have to. You have to make the decision in your heart, in your mind.
Consciously, you have to make the decision.
You have to make the decision.
It's like you have to make the you consciously have to make the decision. Are you going to let that fire that you feel for Christ burn out, or are you going to do something with it? I'm going to start a wildfire, baby.
Bro, that's why I pray every day.
I want to start a wildfire.
I pray every day for God to give me understanding and knowledge.
Patience.
But also courage, because we have to walk the walk.
You have to spread the
word.
Bro,
we're living in a fishbowl. Us Christians, we're living in a fishbowl because the things we do, people are going to watch us. They're going to watch us. They're going to judge us on every little
every
thing
action
we
make.
Little critique we do. Same thing in prison. I can say this for a fact. When you turn your life over to Christ in prison, right? You have gangsters, you have killers, you have people watching you, and they're trying to see what you do. if they're going to see you walk with Christ, and they're going to critique you every time. But yeah. Guess what? We're going to church.
Yeah.
We're going to Bible study.
Yeah.
We're going to groups.
Yeah.
There is a movement in church, y'all.
Yeah.
Movement in prison, y'all. That God is doing His thing. He has our hand over TDC.
Come
I
on,
can
prisoners.
Speak for this. I speak for the prisoners. They will hear this. So this will get out to someone.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I just got out of TDC.
Yeah.
0238-7193. That was my number. All right, y'all? Yeah. Bro, there's wardens, there's administrative people. Everyone's trying to put programs in, trying to put podcasts in, Panda Web. Tap in. Yeah. We're about to get to Panda Web. I promise you. We'll be there.
Here we go.
We will be there.
It's
I promise you.
Happen.
But no, I'm speaking from facts. There is a movement going on in prison that God is doing things, and He wants people to hear what we have to say. What you have to say and what you have to hear and what you're thinking right now, you're not alone. My brother, you are not alone.
That's right.
We are thinking about you.
100%.
You have people thinking about you.
I don't want to. I'm not throwing this out. I'm not throwing this out because for any. I'm not throwing this out because I'm trying to elevate myself or some weird, stupid stuff like that. But you said John 3:16, right? And it always makes me think this. I said this to you, I think, recently about how we all recognize John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever
believe in
Him should not perish but have eternal life, right? But they leave out 17. John 3:17, okay? John 3:17. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Tell me what it is.
John 3:17 says,
speaking
because Jesus did not come into the world to judge the world, but to redeem it through Himself.
Redeem.
John 3:16, okay? I'm going to say it all. Okay? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17. Because He did not come in the world to judge the world, but to redeem it through Himself. He didn't come to judge you. He came to love you and redeem you from all of the stuff.
Yeah.
I am the law of Moses.
Yeah. Oh, shingao.
Ordele shingao.
Ordele.
Chosen.
Ordele shingao.
If y'all have not seen The Chosen, check into it.
You need to watch
it. Oh, my gosh. Once you watch it, you just like, man, I want to go back in time. I want to hang with Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, because he is so funny. He is speaking so much facts, but
savage.
Like, that dude don't care. He's on his game.
He knows he knows the plan. He's trusting in the plan, and he did everything.
He's not unafraid, though.
But that's why I thank God put Himself in the baby form, though, because people can look back and be like, oh, He could put Himself in anyone. But no, He did it from a baby.
It grew it all up.
In a manger. And He grew up. He didn't sin. He did everything. He was kind.
Yep.
He was doing what He's supposed to do. Didn't look
kind,
at him.
Wise, peaceful.
He never messed up. That's why people look back and like, oh, is it real?
Hey, how soft is a baby?
Boy, it is real.
Softer than a box full of kittens.
There's no more engaging conversation than what you're doing right now. You're stuck under these headphones. You know what I mean?
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
You think about it because
I'm not going anywhere.
You and I have talked about it. Like, you can't have a more engaging conversation.
Because all the outside world.
It just dissipates.
Distractions go away.
Yeah.
It's also nerve-wracking, though, because you're thinking of what the other man's saying. You know what I'm saying? Because you are stuck.
You
are stuck in the circle, right? You are stuck in this little triangle we got going on right now. And you can't leave. So it's like, okay, so what do you say? So then you start. I mean, for me, honestly, I'd be doubting myself. Like, I don't want to get stuttered. I don't want to stutter.
I doubt myself, too.
I doubt myself what I have to say, so I'd be trying to, like, prep it. But then
I stutter my way through every single episode we do.
Yeah, I know. But when y'all have good conversation going, and I want to add in, but it's like, is what I have to say going to be important or anything? That's why I have to be just.
Yeah.
I just have to throw it in there. You have to throw whatever you have to say is important. Everyone has an opinion.
If you ever take into consideration the fact that what you have to offer to the table is not good enough,
exactly.
You're totally missing the point of why we're doing this.
That's absolutely true.
Preach.
You're totally missing the point of
but
why we're doing
this. I'm a young buck. You know what I'm saying?
Don't matter. Age don't
matter.
Son. Age don't matter.
You look at the life
experiences that you have.
Oh, okay. Hold up. Now we're going to go to Timothy. You want to go to Timothy?
Bring me to Timothy.
Read Timothy.
Preach
what does
it.
Timothy say? Paul tells Timothy, don't be discouraged by your age. You are a leader. You are meant to lead.
Do not be discouraged.
I got you. I just want you to hear that, though. Think about that. You're letting yourself be distracted by your age because you're in a room of men who are a little older and who've experienced a little bit more life.
We're all born leaders. I think what everybody needs to take into consideration is we are all born leaders. It's the crowd. Not we everyone. Are born Not to everyone. Lead. No.
Repeat that.
We're all born leaders. It's the crowd that we're born to lead. Your true calling is leading people searching for Christ. I don't care what anybody says. That's your true calling because you brought me to the table. We've continued that chase. I am following under your stewardship, doing what I can to actively seek the Lord.
Yeah.
My true calling is to bring people that are facing, that have faced,
me right
here, walked through the same kind of struggles.
We're in a full circle right now.
That I have walked through. I really feel like my true calling is to gather them up to show them there is a promising future outside of the addiction, the drugs, the violence, all this other stuff. There's a
connection there, and there's a feeling where.
So now you start to see where your calling is,
and I've gotten glimpses, and I've asked God, show me what you want me to do.
You were just calling all the prison people, man.
Exactly, but I was in prison, and I asked God, show me what you want me to do, right?
Yeah.
And He put visions of troubled youth, troubled teens before high school, because I was at a point in my life to where I would be messing up, right? But I could not go to my parents. Yep. I could not go to my parents and tell them what I was doing, because what's going to happen? One, I'm going to get my butt whooped.
Yeah.
The paddle's coming out. The belt buckle's coming out. And I didn't want that. But this is what I want to do. The kids that are in juvie right now, before they go to prison, I want to get them.
Can I drop something on the table real quick?
Drop it.
I didn't mean
drop
to interrupt
it.
You,
no,
but
drop
I got to drop
we'll
it while it's
it.
On my mind,
drop
okay?
It. Drop it.
You look at your passion for youth.
Yes,
you look
sir.
At how you've mentored me.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
Now you look at how I'm mentoring him and his passion for youth.
Yes,
do you
sir.
See the revolving circle of
yes,
things
sir.
That are
yes,
happening
sir.
Right
yes,
now?
Sir. You I see God's plan is what I see.
Yes.
I see God's plan is what
and
I see.
You can't take that for granted. No, you really got to. No. If you're standing back and you're looking at everything that's going on and you don't see
he
that
is
this
taking
is truly
notes right
God's
now.
Will.
How often do you see me lean back in my chair, homie? Like,
yeah, I know.
Like, pay attention. Like, bro, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, I'm
this
seeing.
This is going down. I want to start a program, really. I want to try.
His passion.
I want to try
you.
To start
no
a
try.
Program.
No try. It's gonna
a
happen.
A nonprofit yeah. type thing. Start a program here in Amarillo from people going to juvie, maybe going to jail. But I want to get them from eighth grade before high school.
Yep.
And try to get them their mind right. Try to get their faith right. Try to get them going on a path to make them succeed. Go to college. Do your thing. I know some people say, "Oh, college ain't gonna do nothing for you nowadays." If I would have went to college, my life would have been totally different.
Yeah.
If I would have took them scholarships and went and played football, I want to get these boys on teams. I probably can't coach the teams now, but I'll give other people to coach teams. I'll assist. I will help that. But this is what I want to do. I want kids to get back into sports.
There's a vision.
Kids back into playing. I want to get kids off of video games.
Yeah.
Off the computers, off the screens, outside playing again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In this
There's
world where it's great. Like, that's
God
my vision.
God has given you a vision. And let me just real fast. I love your passion, and you need to keep that passion. I need you to listen to me, okay?
I'm listening right now.
Keep that passion, and regardless of what tomorrow brings and what, because listen, dude, what I know about God is our timing don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing, but He does amazing things.
He does miraculous things, and you let Him pour the,
Ooh.
You let Him pour the,
Ooh.
Crazy sauce on top of the stupid
Ooh,
fire.
Let him sauce it up.
Please, Lord. Sauce it up.
Let God throw a pot of stupid on the crazy fire.
That's my boy.
Happens.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Slap
so,
it down.
Let him do it. And tell
so,
me. Like,
yes. But be patient. We have to be patient
that's
with God's calling.
That's the biggest that's thing.
Key.
That is the biggest thing.
Bro, you and I have been talking about this specific thing.
Yes.
Like, I'm ready for it to be like,
God's
ah!
timing is,
like, it's about
here's,
God.
Here's what we've talked about. And this was last week, as a matter of fact. We talked about that. We talked about how we wanted this thing to take off. We just.
It's going to.
Feeding for it. But I also brought into to consideration the fact that we talked about doing God's will willingly.
Willingly. Whether it's now, during, one or zero.
Yeah.
Or
we everybody. We said, even if it only reaches one person, we're still going to do this.
That's right.
I think this is a test. This is God's test to us. Are you really going to do this? Because it's only reaching one person.
Are you going to keep it going?
Are you going to keep it going? Are you going
to keep it going?
Or are you going to give up?
Lord,
I ain't quit yet.
Now, till the wheels fall off.
Till the wheels fall off.
Yeah. Come on, Jelly Roll, get out
check
there.
Check this guy out.
Jelly Roll, get out there. You haven't heard Jelly Roll, check
100%. Before we end it, okay, because we're...
I love to be here. I'm thankful for the invite. Yeah. I'm thankful for the small group because when I got out, let me just tell you this right now, y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I got out, I had a plan. I want to find a good church, right? I want to find a good church, a good group of people that I can surround myself with that's going to support me, that's going to make me closer to God and just keep me on my walk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep me on my walk. And what have I found? Amarillo Fellowship, a great church.
Yes.
It's a smaller church, but guess what? People care for you there. They're not judging you. We have 3 rows of family. That's my family right there. Yeah. I've been telling everyone. Jason, 100%. Jason is my family. John, you're my family now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is my family. Them 3 rows we have, that means so much to me because, hey, Tanner, how you doing? Give me a hug right when I get there. Yeah. How have you been? You know what I'm saying? They check in on me. Yeah. And that's exactly what I wanted when I got out. Wanted to have a group of people around me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Exactly.
He answered. Exactly. I'm telling you this. When I was gone them 3 years,
yeah,
I prayed, and he answered every freaking prayer.
That's my word.
I had answered every freaking one I had, and I'm just like, it still amazes me to this day.
Yeah.
I got out even earlier. I had a 5-year sentence. I got out 3 years early, and he did that. He did that. And guess what? He put me back in Jason's life. I prayed for that. When I call 1 week out, I call Jason. Hey, you hiring? You already know. Come on. Guess what? I've been working for Jason since.
Yeah.
What's the saying we go? Where I go?
You go.
Exactly.
Every time.
Exactly.
I've heard that before.
Through thick and thin, bud. Through thick and thin. Anything. Everything.
Yeah. This kid's been with me since the last time that he got out, he worked for me.
Yeah.
Crushing Rock and doing all that stuff. And so he followed me there. Well, then when they promoted me,
yeah,
they were like, because I was kind of like making my demands of things that I wanted to happen and everything. And I called him. I was like, hey, you want the good news or the bad news? He's like, man, I don't know.
Give me the bad news.
He's like, give me the bad news. I was like, welcome to Boys Ranch.
Yeah.
What?
He's like, what's the good news? I said, well, you're coming with me. Yeah.
So, that's all right. Yeah. That's awesome. I bet. I'll be here.
It went from that. Like, it's always kind of been that.
Yeah.
So.
Ever since I met him. Man, he's such a good teacher. He's such a good mentor. He knows so much. He's so kind. His heart's so big for people and just like wanting them to do the best they can.
Listen to everything he's saying right now. Okay?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I hear.
Listen to everything he's saying about me right now.
Like, it's for real. Like,
this is the same way I feel about you. This is why I have such a hard time taking this from him.
He looks at me crazy when I'd be talking to him like this. Like, bro, I'm so grateful for everything you do for me. Yeah. You don't have to do half the things you do for me, but you do.
Yeah. You do it anyway.
He does. He's a. I don't have to, but I want
boys,
to.
Boys. Oh, you're going to get me off. You're going to get me off on another topic.
It's a little dusty in here. I don't know, man.
Why don't you think about what Christ did?
Exactly.
Did it anyway.
He did it anyway.
For everyone. Anyone who had deep faith in him, guess what he did? Not a question. Your faith
has made you well. Here's the craziest thing to me is you don't know what he's going to do. He don't know what you're going to do. Christ knows everything. He knows everything you've done.
How many freaking hairs you have on your head.
And he did it anyway.
How many gray hairs I have?
Oh, bro. You said it, not me.
You looked at me, I knew exactly what was fixing to happen right now.
That blood spilled
for all our salvation.
And paid the debt. He paid the debt that you and I can never pay, even knowing who you are, who you would be, who you will be tomorrow, who you were. Same yesterday, today, and forever. That scripture, right? Because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't change. He hasn't changed his mind about you. He ain't going to change his mind about you tomorrow. He ain't going to change his mind about you yesterday. No matter what you've done, he loves you. You love him.
Yeah.
Woo.
Hey, this was a cool, this was a good little.
I appreciate it. But I have one last thing I want to do. I have one last thing.
I was looking at scripture.
It's okay. Do you have something you want to put in?
Not right now. I just got to find it. I'm searching it up right now. I'm
searching it up right now. Look, he really is trying to find it. I'm searching it up right now. He's really searching for it right now.
Hey, searching for the Lord.
Actively searching
for the Lord. Actively searching for the Lord. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes, but I don't want to get off on a tangent because I have one last thing
I want to
do.
Do your thing. Let me hear it. Let's hear it.
I have to pray for you.
Please do.
I have to do what you're afraid to come to me for. Or come up there for.
Yeah.
So you have to give me your request. Brother, what can I pray for you for?
Mainly for my family, for my son, for his mother, for that relationship to us to mend, to be successful in the future. I know it's not because we're not co-parenting. Co-parenting, but also with my dad to mend that bridge because I had messed up, I made mistakes, I broke his heart, you know what I'm saying? But also with temptation to fall into my old
that
self.
That same trap of addiction.
The old self, because it's so easy in Amarillo, it's so easy to get to. It's just a cycle. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm trying to break that cycle.
It's broken.
It already is.
It's not trying.
It's not trying. It is broken, but to stay out of that cycle.
So we're going to come into agreement as three. Where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. We are here together and Christ is here
Christ
with us.
Is
the Holy Spirit is in this room
with
us.
Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and we're going to lift this up in prayer. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you. Thank you just for bringing it to the table.
Absolutely.
This table just brings so much. Father, we want to surrender ourselves to you. We want to surrender our relationships to you.
Please.
We are not perfect and we know we're not going to be perfect. But Father, we know that where there are things that are broken, you can mend them. And Father, we're not asking them to be mended. We're going to say they are already mended, Father God. We may not see it today, but it will be.
Yes, sir.
Father in heaven, we have temptations that surround us. It's so easy for us to be distracted from you and to go back to the things that we once were. We are reminded of the prodigal son. But Father in heaven, your word says that we would not be tempted beyond what we can stand. And Father, that only happens as long as we lean into you.
Yes,
so Father, we are commanding ourselves. We're commanding our minds. We're reminding the enemy that he has no power here. There's no control over our thoughts, no control over our bodies. We have control and we speak over those demons. We speak over them and we tell them, you have no place here. You are removed from our sight. Father God, we surrender to your will, and we thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come together to know each other and to get to know you better.
Sure.
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hey.
Good one.
Hey. Thank you, brother. Thank you for always being such a strong leader.
Love you, man.
I do the best I can do.
For everything.
You do a great job.
You don't understand the outreach that you have.
Yeah.
Everything. No, I know. What I'm saying is you don't understand like the reach. Do you know how all this started? This all started with a simple invite to Bible study.
I know.
Look what we're doing right now. This was impromptu as it could be. 8 months ago, 8-9 months ago, when you invited me to Bible study, on a whim, like, hey man, I've kind of had this overwhelming urge. Maybe I should invite you to Bible study.
I listened to that voice that I was talking about earlier.
I got invited 4 weeks ago. And here I am.
I was like, he's like, I'd like, you know, if you're up for it, I'd like for you to come to Bible study. I'm like, I'm in. I'm all in. We start doing Bible study, and then he starts talking about a podcast. I was like,
let's do it.
I'm like, let's do it. Like, let's do it. I was like, what do we need? We start going over equipment. We start talking about all this other stuff. Next thing you know, it's like, my wife's like, what are you doing? Like, well, Tuesdays are podcast days. Sorry.
That's what we do. Yeah.
But she gets it. She understands. Look, and my wife does get discouraged because I've been in a rut the last couple months.
Sure.
A really deep rut, you know, and it happens, especially with men, you know, it happens. She listens to the podcast and she hears this guy that's
offering advice and trying to be so uplifting, and I'm damaged and broken, and I'm bringing my damage home, and I'm bringing my brokenness home. And she gets discouraged because she's not getting the man that is on the podcast.
You're not the same man, man. You're not the same man when you get home.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But if it wasn't for this, can you imagine how much worse it would be when I got home?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the Bible study, if it wasn't for the church, could you imagine?
You'd be the old Jason.
I would be the dude still out there running around acting like a hoodlum.
Running and gunning.
Yeah.
We're not doing that no more.
No. We talked about this last night. There's a 0% chance.
Zero. You and me both.
You know what 0% means.
We have it recorded right now.
Absolutely not a freaking chance.
N.A. Never again. Never again.
Am I going not applicable.
There's no.
Never again. Okay, fine.
Are we going back to that? You can write it down. You can do anything you want, but that's...
Okay, so do you know why cheetahs don't play... why people don't play poker in the jungle?
Because they cheetahs.
It's full of cheetahs. Cheetahs.
Almost. Man, I don't know. I actually sat down here yesterday while I was listening and editing and wrote down a whole bunch.
Hey, what do you call a... fake pasta.
An impasta?
Oh, come on, man.
You killed his joke.
Oof, man. I wrote down a lot of stuff yesterday, so you know what? I think this is a good one for whatever reason. It is never too late to be what you might have been.
It's not. That's
preach.
That's it.
Preach. I just got goosebumps. I just got goosebumps.
Well, we welcome the wisdom of God to overtake us, and we call it bumper sticker wisdom, not to mock God, but because we're knuckleheads in this room.
BSW.
So
before you close, I want to throw one more out there.
Go ahead.
I'm so proud of everything that has come of this.
Yeah, me too.
The leadership, the mentorship, the stewardship, the following. Look, this is ultimately why we started this.
That's right.
When we said, even if it only reaches one person, there's one person sitting right here. This is impacting tremendously right now.
Yeah.
The goal's accomplished.
That's right. But are we going to stop?
We are never going to stop.
No, but when we step into this tomorrow, do you know how much more energized?
Yeah,
this room is going to be.
It definitely brought life. It brought back life. Yes, yeah, for sure. Because we've been struggling a little bit.
The confidence, the reason that we're doing this.
Y'all are doing such a great job. You never feel discouraged. Never, just because y'all don't have Y'all don't have 1,000 likes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do not ever feel discouraged from that.
It's just not about that.
You're doing your purpose
problem,
right now.
You know what the biggest problem is? And I think I'm gonna say this, and I guarantee you, you're going to feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest problem I think we're having?
There's no involvement. There's no engagement. There's no communication. There's no one's out there actively saying, like, hey, pray for me. Or, hey, what about this? Yeah. They're like, dude, the people that are people we know. And they're like... They kind of get the struggle that we're going through right now. So they're throwing topics out, and that's what it is.
I do believe that's coming.
Yes. We're begging people. Yeah. Hit us up in the Q&As.
Yeah.
Please let us help you.
Definitely need outside reach for that.
Yeah.
We need questions. We need topics.
I will say that
episode 12, which is coming out this week. Hey, what's up? Yes, we're recording.
We are live right now. Terry, how
you're
are
in
you?
You're in her parking spot.
You were in my parking spot.
No, this is mine tonight. Terry, this is mine tonight. I'm getting kicked out of my chair right now.
I know it wasn't. I'm so sorry, but this was impromptu. We didn't know.
We weren't planning on doing this. We were just...
Whole hour, Terry. Whole hour.
No, come on, get it together.
Oh, get it.
You're not parking my spot.
Oh, my bad.
Don't worry, I can edit all this.
Wait till you hear. In his defense, he told him to.
I did too.
I'm excited. I love you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
We'll be done in a minute.
Love you, sister.
Love you too. Well, guys, I guess that would be our cue to kind of wrap this bad boy up. You know, wanted to say thank you, Tanner, for doing it. It was a little bit, like I said, we didn't plan on this happening, but I think it went really well, and I think we got some really good content in there.
Yeah, so. I appreciate you letting me come on and be part of the team, man. Y'all doing a great job, so I just want to say thank y'all, and just keep doing what you're doing, man.
Appreciate you. We'll have you back someday, as long as you quit that stuff. Yeah,
I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
And then, you know, like we said, we want you guys to reach out to us. We want to help. We want to love on you. We want to pray with you. You can email us at bswunbound80@gmail.com, bswunbound80@gmail.com. Our Facebook is John&Jason BSW. And then you can find us on TikTok, Bumper Sticker Wisdom, all one word, at Bumper Sticker Wisdom. And then
remember, like, share. That's what we need.
All of our TikToks, we share a daily verse. We do our Bible Roulette is now on TikTok. We're not doing that on here anymore. And then all the different platforms that we're on, so many of them: Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasting, Samsung Podcasts, and so on and so on. But with that being said, guys, you know, appreciate you listening. We'll catch you on the next one. From Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm John.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Tanner.
Love you.
Bye.